What's this like?
You know, it's exciting. It's a good feeling to have a home. You know, for the last couple of months, I wasn't sure where I was going to be, but I was looking for a great opportunity where, you know, I feel like the franchise valued me and really wanted me to be there. And I knew I had an opportunity to grow as a player and be a part of something, you know, where I felt comfortable and, you know, I was excited about, you know, what that franchise was doing. So I'm very excited and looking forward to it.
What was the decision-making process like for you, and how hard was this decision?
Well, you know, it's not an easy decision. You know, you're kind of determining where you're going to spend, you know, the next 5 years of your life, how that's going to affect you, what you're going to be doing with your profession. And so, you know, a lot of thought goes into it, but, you know, the culture here, it just really resonated with me, you know, Coach Bradley's philosophy and how he goes about it and just, you know, being positive, everybody going out, working hard, not being scared to grab one of your fellow teammates and say, hey, don't worry, I got you. We'll be here for you. You know, I want to help you out. And, you know, just the entire direction this franchise is going in, you know, it gives me a chance to be a part of something. And I'm really looking forward to that.
What are your impressions of Blake Bortles?
Oh, you know, I've heard lots of good things about him. I can't lie. You know, I did a little research and saw what people thought about him. And, you know, I'm really excited to get to know him, build a relationship, and start playing some football. So, you know, he's down in California working out. And, you know, we live relatively close to each other. So I'm looking forward to meeting him next week and starting to build that relationship and working together.
Were you close with Zane Beals? And did you talk to him about coming here and what it's like?
No, I didn't talk to Zane about it. You know, it's one of those processes where I tried to keep it, you know, pretty much between me and my agent. But, you know, Zane's a good guy. I always appreciate it and enjoy playing with Zane in Denver. And I'm glad he's here. You know, he's a guy I have a lot of respect for. His knowledge of this game, the way he goes about preparing, and I'm looking forward to working with him again.
The fact that Mercedes Lewis is still on the roster, did that give you any pause about coming here when they're already paying a tight end a lot of money, or did they talk to you about Mercedes at all?
No, not at all. You know, I actually know Mercedes. We have the same marketing company, so, you know, I've gotten to know him, not great, but pretty well, and, you know, that's not a concern of mine. I'm excited to come here and play with all my teammates. You know, everybody here is focused on getting better, and he's a really good football player. He's done well in this league for such a long time, and I don't have any problem playing with him at all.
Julius, how much consideration did you give the possibility that the production might taper off without having Peyton throwing the ball?
Well, I think that, you know, certain things are outside of your control. I'm not going to say that, you know, Peyton hasn't been a huge influence on my career and an appreciated influence, but, you know, Peyton started somewhere first too. And, you know, from what I've heard about Blake, you know, he's growing. He's becoming better as a quarterback. He's dedicated to being a great football player. And, you know, I'm excited to do all I can to help him out, and he's going to help me out. So, you know, people may talk about production, and production is what it is, but I'll focus on the things I can control, and I'm going to come out here and be the best tight end I can be.
Is there an element to you wanting to prove that, hey, I'm not dependent on Peyton Manning to be a good player? You know what I mean?
No. That's something that's on the outside. You know, if you asked me or Peyton, you know, we wouldn't say, hey, you know, the reason I was able to accomplish what I did was all because of Peyton. I'm sure he doesn't feel that way, and I don't feel that way. So that wasn't a thought that crossed my mind.
How have they talked about using you here and to get you excited about coming here?
Well, you know, I was excited about the general philosophy that the team culture had. Didn't get a huge opportunity to talk a lot about offense, but we'll be doing that in the next coming days. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. You know, I got some really good praise for Coach Greg and how his offensive philosophy and how he goes about it. So I'm looking forward to it. And I believe that, you know, we're going to find whatever it takes to win, and whether what that means for my numbers, that is what it is. I'm not concerned about statistics at this point. I just want to come be a part of a franchise that's growing and be a part of a winning environment.
Where do you Was there something for you that kind of clicked from year two to year three when your numbers really jumped? Something that your skill set improved in some way or anything like that? Or just was it just getting a chance?
Just getting on the football field is the most important way to start having production. I had some unfortunate things happen to me, but that is what it is, and I embrace it. That's part of my career. I think that I had the ability to do the same things I was doing in year three and year two. I did get better in that span of time. Every day I get better. I continue to learn more about this game and get a better understanding of how to go out there and be successful. So I'm going to keep learning, and I'm going to keep getting better from year four to year five.
Liz, you're on Twitter, and I know you said you stayed kind of quiet, but did you watch these last few days, everything coming in about you, and what was that like to watch it before everything became kind of official?
I just try to stay off of social media the last couple of days, just getting kind of bombarded from all areas. Everybody wants to know, and I kind of kept my decision close and in a close group of people. It's crazy to see, how many people are excited about, what I can bring to the organization. And it makes me feel good to know that people are happy that I'm here. I mean, that's all you can ask for as a player, just to be embraced. And this organization, this community has embraced me. They're excited to have me here. And those feelings are mutual. So, I'm happy all the craziness is over. And now I can get back to focusing on becoming a better player. And learn this offense, which is going to be a tough task because this game is definitely not easy and takes a lot of hard work.
How hard did Seattle pursue you right at the end there?
To be honest, teams weren't able to negotiate with me. So, all that took place through my agent. So he would be the only one that would truly know exactly how bad they wanted me. So I can't answer that question.
So your agent really only talked to you about this team?
No, I mean, he talked to me about other teams, but, I mean, to say how bad they pursued me, I don't know. I wasn't there in the conversations that took place. But, no, he definitely did talk to me about my options, and then we discussed that privately.
Your first time seeing the stadium in Jacksonville and whatnot, what were some of the things that you found pretty cool today?
Oh, I was impressed. The facilities are top of the line. What Mr. Khan has done for this organization and making sure that it's first class. Going through and taking a tour, seeing the facilities, the strength conditioning, the training room, even being able to see the stadium. It's a beautiful facility. I'm going to feel great to be able to call this home. I was looking at those TVs that are about the size of basketball courts. That was pretty exciting. And, just looking forward to it. It's a new environment. I'm excited for it and really just thrilled to be a part of this organization.
How much of a leadership role do you have to take, not just at the tight end position, but maybe at the receiver position, because all those guys are in their second year?
Well, talking to Coach Bradley today, one thing he stressed is the leadership style here and the leadership style that he promotes. And, that's just to genuinely do what you can for others. And he said, I'm not going to come here and tell you, you have to be this kind of leader. Just genuinely do what you can to bring others along. And I told him, that'll be right up my alley. I love to help people out. Anything I can do to help out any of those young guys, anything I may have learned, I'm so fortunate in Denver to play with a ton of great players, guys that are in the Hall of Fame, future Hall of Famers, Champ Bailey, Peyton, Brian Dawkins. I mean, you name it. I was able to learn a lot from those guys, and anything I can pass on, encourage, pick somebody else up. Those are all things that I look to do to help out, anybody on this team, whether it be offensively or defensively, in my position or in our meeting room.
Julius, you've become a little bit of a fan now that your stuff is done and see what else this organization does. I mean, there's rumors about DeMarco Murray and all that. Do you kind of settle into that part of it now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you get excited about anything that happens with what you're involved in. I always feel as an athlete it's your responsibility to know what's going on in your workplace. People always say, well, why do you call it work? This is our job. and we're professionals at it. And I think it is important to know what's going on in the landscape of the league as well as with this team. And I'm definitely excited for the guys that have signed today with myself, and excited for, you know, the draft picks coming in and whoever else they may sign. You know, so I'll definitely be paying attention and happy for everything.
Julius, in your short discussion with Gus and the short time you've been here, did you notice a different culture here than where you were before, where you're in college, where you were in high school, all those things, that how Gus has tried to promote something completely different here?
Yeah, it is. It's very different. It's refreshing and exciting to learn Coach Gus's philosophy. You know, we had a chance to sit down today and talk about, you know, kind of the mental aspects of this game and being a part of this team. And they really resonated with me, and I full-heartedly agreed with his coaching style. I like his approach. I think it is going to, you know, foster a competitive atmosphere as well as, you know, everybody looking out for each other. You know, when you have a coach that uses the terms like genuine, and making sure that, you know, you come in here and you be your best. That's all you can ask for as a player. And whenever you have a coach or a franchise that gives you an opportunity to succeed and be a part of something that's exciting, you know, that's what you want to hear as a player.
Are you aware, or was your agent aware, that the Jaguars vet potential free agents, not just from numbers of players, but what kind of person you are, whether it be a good fit? And if you were, did you do the same about that?
Absolutely. You know, like I said, is, you know, you have to do a little independent research yourself, you know, in order to make a good informed decision. And you know, I didn't know before today that the Jaguars do the same thing. But talking to Coach Gus, he told me that, you know, you have people in this league that believe in you as an individual as well as an athlete. And hearing from those people made us feel comfortable in bringing you in. So that's an amazing thing to hear from me. You know, it's I take it as a focal point to make sure I'm a good person and not just a good athlete. And to have people that have recognized that and echoed that, it makes me feel good about the things I've done in this league and the relationships that I have.
How relieved were you getting here and meeting Gus and maybe learning a little bit about the culture and the environment? Because you kind of blindly came here, right, before that?
Yeah, I mean, you didn't have many opportunities to come down and take a visit like some guys do. But, you know, I'd asked some questions and asked around about Coach, and, you know, everything was, man, talking about his philosophy, his energy, his approach to the game from some very trusted people I have in this league. And, you know, I take their word seriously. And for them to express the excitement, encouragement in Coach Bradley, it really made me feel comfortable at that point in time. And then now coming here and speaking with him, man, I'm excited. I said earlier, you know, Coach just has a way of making you want to go play and not go out there and try to do something you can't do, but feel comfortable with who you are as a player and individual. You know, one thing he talked about was fun. He said, Julius, I want to have fun. This game is a fun game. We love this. We should be out here enjoying it. And that's how I feel about the game. I believe that, you know, you got to have fun. You got to make it pleasurable. You know, you don't want to just come and punch the clock. You don't want to come and, like Coach talks about, is, you know, removing anxiety. You know, if you have a clear mind, you're able to get the most out of what you can do. And just hearing that kind of stuff and listening to him and seeing his excitement was very refreshing.
What were some of the confidants you talked to? Was it people around the league advised you that this was safe?
You know, I'd rather just, you know, leave them and unnamed.
Anybody else? Thank you, guys.
No problem.
Two more minutes left here.
Nice meeting you guys.
Okay, too.